And I think we are ready to go.
So, my name is Rumen. I work at Odriga, and I'll be presenting user provisioning API for PostFix Admin and Nextcloud using the Scheme Server PHP. This is a lightning talk, so details will be scarce. So let's start with the problem. First of all, in Odriga, we have a lot of experience with migrating user data. IMAP, JMAP, things we've already talked about, CardDAV, CowDAV, and WebDAV. But we lack user provisioning standards. So, I mean, such information as the username, quotas, certain settings, aliases, and so on. And some hosters have legacy APIs that we can use, but they're quite different. There is not a standardized way. And some, of course, use LDAP and so on. So from a standpoint of data and service portability, it would be nice to have like a single standard that allows us to be GDPR compliant, as also interoperability. So admin tasks, user self-service, something like that, in creating like hide my email, aliases, and so on. So the solution is Scheme, so a system for cross-domain identity management. It's JSON-based, and it provides you some schemas and a way of defining resources and so on for users, groups, and other objects. And then it has a protocol defined in the 7644 RFC. And pretty much it's a RESTful API that you can use to actually create those objects and get them. We've seen it used in enterprise from Okta and Azure AD. And also we've seen it in the open source world with Keycloak and tools like Nextcloud, RocketChat, Matrix. There are also multiple libraries written online. You can find them on GitHub. And our contribution to this is the Scheme Server PHP. So it's a library that actually adds Scheme support. It's a generic library. You can build it into your own project by extending some classes and so on. And for our example is the PostFix admin that we've built. So you are able to create users, mailboxes, provision domains, and so on. And also, Indie Hosters has used our library to create a Nextcloud Scheme plugin. Additionally, we have the Scheme client. It's a command line client that you can use to test your implementations. And also, you can use the implementation to the architecture to actually implement in your own code in Dart. The next steps would be to extend to support like DNS, aliases, and so on, like different objects. And yeah, that is it. Do you have any questions? I was a little bit fast because the time was short and maybe I didn't go into that much detail, so.
That was really quick. Thank you.
Yeah, I didn't. Okay, yeah. So something interesting, let's talk about PostFix admin. Who uses PostFix admin here? One guy, two guys.
Three guys.
Okay, three guys, okay. So the stuff how we've implemented this is, so we actually directly write into the database that PostFix admin has. So you can pretty much deploy our solution to a different server or wherever you wish to. We have a HTTP framework that you connect to, and we just need access to the database so we can write actually the users that we're migrating. So we didn't talk about Scheme, but Scheme allows you to actually extend the objects that are already defined, and we've implemented also some custom ones, so you can actually migrate domains, mailboxes, and so on, but you can read all of this on the README on GitHub, so go there, read what we've done. It's going to explain much more than I can do now. And yeah, I don't know. Questions? Yes?
I was happy to see that Microsoft Azure and Okta and Keycloak also are supported. Can you say more about the extent of their support?
So we've done, I think, one test where we've actually had Azure AD as the identity provider. And we've actually provisioned users into PostFix admin, which was successful. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I don't know if we...
I might add some little context in addition. So yeah. The Scheme RC is quite broad. So it identified quite a number of use cases. But the adoption that happened since 2015 is basically in a very particular niche. And this is like in if you are on, if you use as your identity provider Okta or Office 365 and so on, and you want to provision some sort of external software as a service applications like Box.com for Business, some CRM system and so on, SCIM is a de facto standard that these vendors agreed upon to standardize the interaction between the identity providers and these cloud services. So all like Dropbox, Box.com, there's like 200 SaaS cloud services, which essentially implemented the SCIM API to be conformant with Azure ID, Okta, and there are several other identity management vendors. Yeah? You can, in theory, for instance, use that or plug in that Nextcloud or Postfix admin thing when you're using
So for Postfix admin, you said you write directly to the database.
Yes.
May I ask why you don't use the classes like the mailbox handler?
Oh, I forget what the reasoning behind it was, actually, when we developed it, because this was a year ago, or maybe a little bit more.
I think one of the reasons was, but it was like a proof of concept also, and because there was no API yet at all for Postfix admin. I mean, there is a ticket in their system. They have like a rudimentary one. And the reason why we said we directly go to the database is because we thought we might more easily adopt it than for, you know, other systems that are database-based. So we didn't want to couple it too tightly with the classes. So that was maybe a bad design decision, but we might talk about that. Okay. All right. Further questions in the room? Otherwise, yeah. Okay, thank you very much. And we will continue in a few minutes.